This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Nestle USA is recalling more than 440,000 Starbucks branded mugs after customers reported being burned and cut after using the metallic products. The agency, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, and I love the Consumer Product Safety Commission. They're looking out for me, well, and you. They said that if the mugs are microwaved or filled with an extremely hot liquid, you know, like you would do in a branded mug from Starbucks, they can overheat or break, possibly resulting in burns or lacerations. The recall includes four gift sets of metallic-coated ceramic mugs that bear the Starbucks logo, and they were sold during the 2023 holiday season. There have been 12 incidents of the mugs overheating or breaking, resulting in 10 injuries. Of those injuries, 9 included severe burns and or blisters on a customer's fingers and hands. Now, I don't want that to happen, but if you put a cup in a microwave and do you just grab it without kind of touching it before you, I mean, it just seems like, okay. So first of all, the customers need to stop using the mugs immediately. You can return the product or you can contact Nestle for a full cash and gift card refund. Doesn't say get a hold of Starbucks, though. Says use Nestle because it's a Nestle Starbucks mug. This is also a helpful hint from me. When you put something in the microwave, even if it's considered microwave safe, perhaps after you nuke it for, I don't know, a couple of minutes or more, you maybe just kind of give it a little, just that little touch to see how hot that particular item is instead of Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Although I will say, now that I think about it, I have actually, you know, microwaved, nuked a particular product, and you reach in and you just kind of grab it for a second and it is hot, man, because it is not a microwave safe bowl, which you thought it was. Then you have to get a couple of towels and try to get it out of there and bring it down to the counter. It's kind of a nightmare. So, man, be careful out there if you've got one of those Nestle Starbucks cups, because, I mean, we've already injured humans. And humans first. We don't want humans injured. Yesterday, we talked about McDonald's now going to start serving Krispy Kreme donuts at their restaurants across the country, all of them. Just incredible. What a big deal for Krispy Kreme. And it's going to be 13,500 locations, all of them, McDonald's and Krispy Kremes, okay? And they're going to sell the three original glazed, chocolate iced and sprinkles, and chocolate iced with ice with cream. And so, I mean, and it's going to, menus are later this year, and it's going to be, once they reach production, they're going to be by the end of 2026. Okay, good deal. Great, fine, whatever. And I was thinking about how cool it would be to, you know, go ahead and hop into McDonald's, get a coffee, get an Egg McMuffin, and while you're waiting on the Egg McMuffin, go ahead and give me a couple of Krispy Kremes I'm going to down while I'm standing right here waiting on the Egg McMuffin and the coffee. Now, then as I'm reading more into this story, and I told you yesterday, this is not an investment show. I do not give investment advice. Believe me, you do not want investment advice from me, okay? But amazingly, their stock soared with this announcement. Yeah, no kidding. Now, in the story, it talks about how Wendy's has, and I did not know this, partnered with Cinnabon. I get a Cinnabon at Wendy's now? Now we're living large. Okay, I got to get out more. I got to hit up Wendy's for breakfast and get a Cinnabon at Wendy's. And it also talked about how Taco Bell and Burger King are sprucing up their breakfast menus. I don't know if that's good or bad, but they're definitely, Taco Bell and Burger King are sprucing up their menus. Speaking of Burger King, though, I see where there is a Burger King up in northern New York that's under fire right now. Apparently, one of their managers and an employee was out in the parking lot or on the ground outside of the store giving a girl a belly button piercing while on the clock at Burger King. She still had the drive-through microphone on her head, and she was wearing the plastic gloves. Now, they have to wear plastic gloves in Burger King, too, so I don't know that it was, you know, a good call. I don't care if it was being safe for the piercing or if it was just the same plastic gloves we were wearing to, you know, make the fries. But if you happen to go to Malone, New York, which is right there by the border, it's, you know, darn near Canada, you can stop into the Burger King and get yourself a flame broiled burger and a piercing all in one stop. That's a good deal. Apparently, now I saw the one video of someone pulling through the drive through and asking, "Yeah, I'd like to order a burger and a piercing." And you hear the, you know, the speaker go, "That the piercer doesn't work here anymore." Okay, all right. But I don't even know if this story is actually real or if it's just a made-up story that's looking to promote the Burger King in Malone. But it's definitely out there. So the next time you're in Malone, maybe you stop into the Burger King and order yourself a burger and fries and a piercing. I mean, it's been a fast food week. A couple days ago, we talked about Chick-fil-A. Just got too hard. It was too hard, too expensive to find chickens without antibiotics. So we're just going to make sure that we're going to use chickens that the antibiotics were not human antibiotics, and it's out of their system, 100%. But believe it, trust us. We found out that using chickens that were never under the antibiotics knife is too hard. Too hard and too expensive, so they're going to change. Well, now I see where milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas have tested positive for bird flu. Don't worry about it, though. It'll be fine. Everything will be fine. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission, and I love them. Man, you want to talk about good people. They're over there at the Texas Animal Health Commission. They confirmed that the flu virus is the type A H5N1 strain, known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and to occasionally infect people. The virus is affecting older dairy cows in those states. Oh, and New Mexico, too. Don't worry about it. It's causing them to, have a decreased lactation and low appetite. That's where I'm at, actually. I think I have bird flu. I have decreased lactation and low appetite. Well, maybe not as low as it should be, but I think that's what I have. I think I have bird flu. Anyway, it comes after a week. In Minnesota, they announced that goats on a farm where there had been an outbreak of bird flu among the poultry were diagnosed with the virus. So we've got cows in Texas and Kansas and in New Mexico, and we have goats in Minnesota testing positive for bird flu. So, according to the experts, and, you know, I love the experts at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the commercial milk supply, and it's low risk to people. It doesn't say no risk. It doesn't say nothing to be concerned about. It says it's low. The risk to people is low. That's low. That's fine. Dairies are required to only allow milk from healthy animals to enter the food supply. milk from sick animals is being diverted or destroyed. Uh-huh. That's what's happening. Pasteurization also kills viruses and other bacteria, and the process is required for milk sold through interstate commerce. Yeah, you can't. That's why they shut down the Amish farm, because they're not using any pasteurization. So at this stage right now, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there's no concern, zero concern about the safety of the commercial milk supply or the circumstance posing a risk to consumer health. So why don't you shut up, quit your whine, and everything is fine, okay? The government said it tests the cattle, and it didn't detect any changes to the virus that would make it spread more easily to people. Okay, sure. I believe you. Dairy farmers in Texas first became concerned 3 weeks ago when the cattle started falling ill. The mystery dairy cow disease. Yeah, it was called bird flu. Okay. So we hadn't seen anything like it before. It was kind of like they had a cold. Huh. The state's Animal Health Commission began an investigation that included tests for bird flu. And that's, now we don't know where the infection came from. We don't know if the cows were, taking care of a little bird business. Maybe out in the fields, you don't know what's happening. Maybe the birds were taking care of a little cow business. We don't know. The investigation is still ongoing. They seem to recover within 7 to 10 days. That's different than bird flu outbreaks in poultry, which necessitate the killing of the flocks to rid the virus. 82 million wild and commercial birds in the U.S. have been affected with bird flu. And they put them down, Matt. And you need more than just one bullet to put down 82 million chickens? Yeah, you're not just walking into the chicken coop going, "Here, little chicken coop." Yeah, you're going to need more than that. You're going to need a lot more than that. Really what you're going to need is someone to round up all the chickens and then just... Goodbye, chickens. Just stand back and watch them burn. Don't breathe that smoke in, though. No, don't breathe that smoke in, because that bird flu still might be in the smoke. You don't know. But everything is fine. Everything is fine. Don't worry about it. And it was detected at one point in the unpasteurized milk, but samples of milk from the sick cattle collected from two dairy farms in Kansas and one in Texas said that, it's probably fine. And we found virus in the nose and throat swab of another dairy in Texas, too. We forgot to mention that as well. So Iowa, another big dairy state, they are monitoring the situation. Yeah, I bet they are. So good news, the dairy industry officials said that producers have started enhanced biosecurity efforts on U.S. farms, including limiting the amount of traffic into and out of the properties, restricting visits to employees and essential personnel. So we think the employees are bringing the bird flu to the cows? Okay. So bird flu has previously been reported in 48 different mammal species. Oh, okay. It was only a matter of time before it made its way to ruminants. Oh, okay. Thank you, Professor. We appreciate it. It was only a matter of time before it made it to ruminants. So don't even worry about it. So I don't even know why I'm talking about it, because everything's fine. Everything is fine. Well, for many, it's a sad day. For one person or one family or one group, it is a very, very happy day. And that group lives in New Jersey, because we had the Mega Millions drawing last night for $1.3 billion, $537.5 million cash payout, and there was a winner. There was a winner in New Jersey for the jackpot. So I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. Now, they had the match five, which won a million. Not in Texas, though. And that's where my ticket was purchased. So I didn't even win the 1 million drawing. California, Colorado, Florida had a couple. Georgia had a couple. Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New York had a couple. Ohio had one. Now, there was one megaplier, which gets you $2 million. That was in New York. So I guess my best chance now, I haven't checked my ticket yet. My best chance now is I could have won $20,000 because 171 people won $10,000. So I could still won the $20,000. The $20,000 is with the megaplier. I play with the megaplier. Okay. You have to. It's only an extra dollar. there's still a bunch of winners. 2,346,985 people won $4. So, I mean, I'm happy if that comes up. You know, I was thinking about this today. They've got you trained now. You go to the convenience stores, and you used to have them. They don't even want to check your tickets anymore. It used to be you had the tickets. Hey, can you check the tickets? No. They got no time for to check your tickets, okay? They got time to sell you a pack of cigarettes and ring up and print out a couple of new tickets. But we don't have time to check them. So they put the little scanner in front of the lotto machine now, where you bring in your ticket and you put it up, boop. It's got the little UPC code there, boop. And man, what a feeling it is when it comes up. Like I've had it not too long ago. I boop, and it says, winner $18 or whatever. It's nice. But the majority of the time, it just, boop, not a winner. Oh, this is heartbreaking. I'm breaking my own heart, putting my own tickets. See, it felt better when I said, I got a couple tickets for you to check. And they would say, not a winner, not a winner. And then I would take them back and throw them away myself because I figured if they were lying to me, then they could put it in their pocket and take the $4 themselves. I wasn't going to let that happen. I just, boop, not a winner. Oh, it's just heartbreaking. I still have the chance, though, to win the Powerball, which is tonight. If you're listening live, today is the 27th of March, 2024. So we have a drawing, Powerball drawing, $865 million jackpot, $416.1 million cash payout. I don't know what's worse. Boop. Not a winner. Or going to the Powerball website this morning and seeing 20 million. You automatically know, not a winner. Plus, think of the taxes. You're going to get taken out in New Jersey? Woo. Man, good luck. God bless. You're only going to walk away with maybe $150 or $200 million. I don't know how you're going to do it. But you probably are going to move. You're going to think to yourself, oh, man, after I cash in this ticket, I need to move someplace that is, tax friendly. So when you go to try to buy and sell, you want to buy your new home, you want to sell your old dump in New Jersey, you need help because it's a difficult and complicated process. And there's so many things you have to do, so many things you have to know. And, you need the best real estate agent you can get. And that's why you should go to realestateagentsitrust.com. realestateagentsitrust.com. Look, it's Glenn's company. They only work with agents who are top sellers in their field. They know the ins and outs of the housing market. And above all, they're committed to getting you the best results possible. They know the right people to get a hold of, people who are making home repairs for you, providing estimates, even taking the best photographs of your home. They're great agents and they're great people. You can trust them. In fact, that's their name. Real Estate Agents I Trust. So go to realestateagentsitrust.com. realestateagentsitrust.com. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. Ah. Be sure to follow me on my social media accounts at JeffyJFR on X, Jeff Fisher Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Follow me on my YouTube page, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can email the show anytime. That's the way email works. ChewingTheFat@TheBlaze.com. And you can order a cameo from me anytime at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. It's not free. Just go to Cameo. Tell them what you want me to, happy, glad, sad, mad, mean, whatever. And I do it. That's the way it works. And everybody gets their, gets what they paid for. So at JeffyJFR on Cameo. How much would you pay? How much would you pay for the door that Kate Winslet, I'm sorry, Rose from the movie Titanic, laid on when she killed Jack? I mean, was only big enough for her. And she couldn't hang on to Jack, and then Jack floated off and died in the icy waters. And she survived laying on the door, blew the whistle. That's the door she was laying on, and she was there. So it was up for auction, and how much would you pay? You in the back, how much would you pay? Nope, you're wrong. They auctioned it off for $718,750. Wow. Okay. That's a lot of money for a door that you're never going to use as a door. I mean, I guess maybe you use it as a desk. Maybe you use it as a coffee table. I guess you could do that. No problem. But, man, that's a lot of money for that.
So now, that door that you're saying, that door is the door that was used by the actors in the water?
Yeah, that's what...
Okay.
It's the prop door. That's what they use.
Okay. So this show comes after Pat Gray Unleashed, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So for your listeners, I want you to go back and listen to Jeffy's story on Pat Gray Unleashed on this one, and then email him the difference.
What did I say different?
This story keeps evolving. Every time you tell it, it's just evolving.
No, what did I say?
Else.
What did I say different?
You didn't say it was from the actors during the Pat Gray program.
It's from the movie Titanic.
Exactly. From the movie. We don't know. It could have been an extra. Now you're saying that it's the hell Jack and what's her name? Kate?
First of all, her name was Rose.
Rose.
In the movie. Okay.
Jack and
Kate
Rose.
Kate Winslet played Rose in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just saying. This story seems to be evolving. Now I'm pissed because I was going to.
Oh, you were going to pay $718,000?
When you told me this morning, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll give you $700,000.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And then now,
is that right? Because that seems like the number you didn't say to me.
And then
but
now
I could
be
wrong. You're
telling me that it was the prop that Jack and Rose used with the whistle?
Yeah, that is the door.
$750.
All right. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
All right. Now you can go back and listen. I'll give you the prices on some other things that we talked about during... during Pat Gray Unleashed, but this we did not. All right, so how much Jack Nicholson from the movie The Shining?
Okay.
His axe.
And he uses
it
in the movie.
Yeah.
Not an extra.
Here's Johnny. That's the axe.
That's the
axe. All right, how much would you pay for that axe?
I'll give you $100.
Wait, what?
$100.
Yeah, you're going to have to. That's a good starting point.
That's not even really a good starting point.
$10,000. I'm not sure we're going to let you. That's a good starting point.
Okay, $10,000.
Yeah, you're going to have to go up more, though.
Oh, okay, $50,000.
Okay, that's good. That's a good start. Anybody else? Anybody else? Do I hear anybody else?
$75,000?
That's a good start. Do I hear anybody else?
No, wait, no, Fisher, no. $125,000.
Sold to the man in the back for
$125,000. By the way, why am I always in the back? In all these scenarios, you put me in the back.
That's just the way it goes.
I just gave you $125,000. I should be in the front.
We will move you next time. The next auction. Next auction. Remind me when you come in for the next auction.
How much was it?
We'll move them up front. I told you $125,000. We just got you in. Yeah, you got it. You owned it.
That's too much, by the way, for an axe that was used by... But was it really used by him or was it an extra?
This was the axe used by him in the movie.
I still don't believe that the shaving cream can from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I would actually like to have that. That would be really cool to have.
But
the shaving cream cam. cream used by Wayne Knight to smuggle out dinosaur embryos.
And are we sure there's no dinosaur embryos inside?
We are not sure, but you can check. Look.
For the price, I do want the prop that was inside that can, please.
For $250,000.
That I want.
That's a lot of embryos. Yes, I think I do. At least one.
Yeah,
at least
one. Yeah.
At least one embryo. That's all you need.
And it doesn't even have to be the one that you used. It could be the one that you had an extra because, you know, Newman is a little bit clumsy sometimes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I want that can, though.
Oh, yeah.
That would be awesome to have. Yeah. I hope that Mercury One or Glenn foot the bill for that.
You know what? I'll text and then we'll get them an answer by Friday.
I would like that very
much. To see if we actually did buy any of these things.
Because that would be cool.
By the way, we do have a door.
Indiana Jones bullwhip from Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones bullwhip from Temple of Doom.
Okay, I'll give you a serious bet. $25,000.
Oh, man, that's barely a starting point. But go ahead. I appreciate you coming today. I can see
okay.
I can see you back there with your little handheld auction paddle.
Yeah, okay. $100,000. Okay, I'll give you $100,000.
I can still see you back there with your paddle.
$200,000?
Well, you're getting a little closer with your paddle. In fact, next time you show up, I'll move you closer
to
the auction. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming, and we appreciate your time.
How much?
$525,000. Yeah. So next time you complain to me about sitting in the back, that's why. Okay? That's why. Congratulations to Cameron Diaz. She's become a mom for the second time at the age of 51. Her musician husband, Benji Madden, and man, I love Benji Madden, he confirmed in an Instagram post that the couple has welcomed a son, Cardinal Madden, adding, "We are all so happy he is here. Cardinal is a baby brother of their 4-year-old daughter, Radix, who arrived in December 2019. And beyond sharing their names, they didn't reveal anything else about the kids, except that they described Radix, the daughter, as the best thing that ever happened to both Benji and I back in 2020. All right, so, and then it goes on in the story to talk about other stars who have had babies late in life. Like Hilary Swank gave birth to twins at the age of 48. What's her face? Naomi Campbell. Gave birth to her baby daughter. But see, I feel like, was Hilary actually pregnant? Was Hilary Swank pregnant? She may have, because the verbiage is Hilary Swank gave birth to her twins. But with Naomi Campbell, she posed for the cover of the British Vogue with her baby daughter, who was born in 2021. But that doesn't mean she gave birth to it. And I feel like Cameron Diaz didn't give birth to that. That's a good business in Hollywood, man. Surrogate. That's a good deal. If you're female and you can have babies and your body holds up strong to have babies, that's a good business in Hollywood. Just go and let them make you pregnant and drop the kid. And just do a boatload of cash. Have a nice day. We get attached to them, Jeff. It just isn't right. Okay, parents are supposed to have babies. I know. But they're not. They're going to come to you. And they're going to say, hey, how about you have our kid? How about we make you pregnant? And you have our kid. And you're going to say, well, how are you making me pregnant? And they're going to say, no, not what you're thinking. We're going to use our little embryos and we're going to insert them in you. And then you're going to be pregnant and you're going to carry our baby. And that way, Cameron doesn't have to get fat. And she doesn't have to get, post-pregnancy look. and we'll have a new baby. And plus, the wording is they welcomed a son. They are so happy he's here. Radix arrived. She was the best thing that ever happened. Now, Hillary Swank's verbiage is gave birth to her twins. So I guess Hillary, I'll give Hillary the benefit of the doubt that she was actually pregnant and gave birth to her children. These others, that's good business, man. Go to Hollywood. Look, if you're a female and you can have kids, go to Hollywood and make some cash. This is a, hey, this is an idea from me. You don't have to. I'm just saying, if you're short on cash, why not? Hey, if you are traveling and you're in New York, New York City, this may be a thing, you know, that you can think about going to. Our president, Joseph Robinette Biden, is having a fundraiser, and he's joining forces with all these celebrities, and they're going to have a big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall tomorrow night. Thursday night, the 28th of March, 2024. And we're going to get performances by Queen Latifah, Ben Platt, Lizzo. Biden is expected to appear alongside former Democratic presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Wow. They're all going to be there. Plus, oh, well, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden are going to have a lively conversation on stage moderated by Stephen Colbert. Man, does that sound fun, doesn't it? Wow. Anna Wintour, you know, the fashion boss, and she, Anna and I go way back as I'm Mr. Fashion, you know that. And she's considered a Democratic mega donor. She's expected to be, she's the organizer, and it's supposed to be the most lucrative in party history. So these people are ready to drop some cash. You can get tickets ranging from $250 to as much as $500,000. Wow. And if you give $100,000 or more, we're going to get you photos with all three presidents, Bill, Joe, and Barack. Get in here. We're going to get you. Get in here. I'll give you a picture. Annie Leibovitz, the celebrity photographer, who's what? She's got to be 100 now. I mean, I like Annie. She's, you know, a liberal nightmare, but I like her. She's a celebrity photographer, and she's going to be taking your picture. So how cool is that? You're going to give Joe Biden more than $100,000 donation for this party, and you're going to get a picture with Joe, Barack, and Bill taken by Annie Leibovitz. That's, wow, that's pretty good. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, oh, man, I won't be in New York tomorrow. I wanted to give Joe $100 and have my picture taken with him. Well, look, there's going to be another Broadway fundraiser next month hosted by Hillary Clinton and Lin-Manuel Miranda. Those tickets range from $500 to $5,000. Not quite the $500,000 that is going for Joe, Barack, and Bill. Not quite. Guests are going to get a special performance of Suffs, the musical about women's suffrage movement, co-produced by Hillary Clinton. Won't that be fun? No word on what you have to give to get your picture with Hillary, or what you have to give to not get your picture with Hillary. But there's two fundraising events there that sound like fun. Now, Biden is out doing these fundraisers for hundreds of thousands of dollars for each person and taking pictures with Barack and Bill Clinton. And he's got Hillary on another night out hawking her wares, which is a different sort of thought in my mind when I think about Hillary and hawking her wares. Anyway, and Trump is out hawking a Bible. That's the new Trump God Bless the USA Bible. It was an endorsed project from Lee Greenwood. And it has a copy of the U.S. Constitution, the Pledge of Allegiance, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. And you can get it for $59.99 plus shipping and handling and whatever fees they have. So that's what he's doing. So either way, I mean, I first watched that video of Trump hawking the Bible, and I thought it's not real. That's got to be AI. But it's real. It's him. And what he says in it is true. I'm not doubting anything he says in it, but it's just a matter of Donald Trump doing this. And if Saturday Night Live hasn't already written their script for Trump hawking the Lee Greenwood God Bless the USA Bible, they all should be fired.
Why would he do it during the Holy Week?
I don't.
That's when I'm having an issue with whenever he does it,
it's going to be controversy. It doesn't matter. Holy Week, you know.
So it wasn't on purpose that they picked Holy Week.
I mean, why not? I mean, you're in between. You know, it's a good time. Everybody's
and
thinking.
By the way, can you also address that he picked the wrong version of the Bible?
Whoa!
Who is reading the King James
That's
version?
That's the Bible. That's the one. Now listen, he gets a lot
That's
of Bibles
that was
sent
approved
to
by
him.
The King.
I'm just saying that's the Bible. That's the one that everybody goes by. That's the one his church goes by. It's the King James.
Is that how he read 2 Corinthians?
I'm just saying.
Instead of 2 Corinthians.
What did he say he was? He was a Presbyterian?
Yeah.
Right? Presbyterian?
Those are the fish people that like to eat fish.
Everyone likes to eat fish.
By the way, I was going to say this during the show, but I feel like this is more on this one. Is the special place where he keeps the Bible... Is that what keeps Trump Towers up?
I don't know, because that interview happened a long time ago. Yeah. He was in Trump Tower. Yeah. He was in his palatial, this beautiful home that he has. And his point was thinking, we got all these Bibles. Yeah, I get people send me Bibles all the time.
Yeah.
We keep them in a very special place because it would be bad to do something to Bibles. Right? That's what he said.
I agree. If you get a Bible, you're not throwing that book away.
No way.
You're not throwing that book away.
You throw a Bible away, that's on you, bro. That's not on me.
Yes.
So, in fact, I may pick it up. I may take it.
So what we're saying is that if you want to send Bibles, we're open. Send them to the studios.
I don't have a storage unit as big as Trump has. But he's not keeping the funny with that whole interview of him having, you know, Bibles or all these beautiful Bibles sent to him. And I love them so much. I don't keep them here, though.
No.
This is not here.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I think they're keeping Trump Towers up.
It's possible. I figured he just bought a storage unit in Brooklyn.
But he said Manhattan. You keep saying Brooklyn. He said he bought a... He had them taken to a very beautiful place.
No, he didn't say Manhattan.
He did say Manhattan.
Here in Manhattan?
Yes.
We keep him in a very special place here in Manhattan?
Yes. And when you said Brooklyn, I was like... Idiot. I guess I missed that.
Because you're right. I think he does. I think he does actually say
Manhattan.
We keep him in a very beautiful place.
You know, some will say you just turn on that stupid computer that is next to you because I know he recorded it in there.
Yeah, he did. Hold on.
Please hold.
Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat. Your listenership is very important to us. Please continue to hold. Thank you for holding. Your listenership is very important to us. It means so much. Thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat, but please continue to hold.
Sounds like a performance from the WEF.
Look, we'll be with you momentarily. Okay, thanks for holding. Just stay right there. And there's no button to push to opt out of the music. Okay, it's not happening. Just stay on hold. Thank you. please hold. Hello. Thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat. Yes, this is Chewing the Fat. We're back. Okay, so this is the clip of Donald Trump in this interview talking about Bibles.
Bibles. I understand a lot of people send you Bibles.
Oh,
is
yeah.
that true?
Oh,
well,
my
I get
gosh,
sent Bibles by a lot of people.
Where are all those Bibles?
Where are they at?
Well, actually, we keep them in a certain place, a very, very nice place. But people send me Bibles. And, you know, it's very interesting. I get so much mail. And because, like, you know, I'm in this incredible location in Manhattan, you can't keep most of the mail you get. There's no way
See?
I would ever do anything.
He doesn't keep them in Manhattan.
Negative to a Bible. So what we do is we keep all of the Bibles. We just, I would have a fear of doing something other than very positive. So actually I store them and keep them and sometimes give them away to other people. But I do get sent a lot of Bibles.
Very interesting.
And I like that. I think that's great.
Okay. So there
the
you
Manhattan
go.
Is him. Okay.
Okay. So I.
So it is in Brooklyn.
Thank you. That's the storage unit is in Brooklyn or Jamaica, Queens, wherever the church is, but it's not in Manhattan. He's not keeping them there. It'd be impossible for him to keep him there at the beautiful Trump Towers. Oh, my gosh, this guy. So the NFL just wrapped up their annual league meeting, and we had some rule changes. There were, I think, 10 rule proposals to be heard, but we new kickoff format. We've got the banning of the hip drop tackle, and we found out that we knew this already. We really did. I mean, the NBA thought they owned Christmas Day. No. That was until Roger Goodell said, you know, we should probably put a couple of NFL games on Christmas Day. They'd probably get a few people to watch. So the NFL now owns Christmas Day. I don't know if there's another day that the NBA can own. Maybe, I don't know, a Tuesday, because that's the only day that the NFL doesn't play on. They play on every other day now, because even if Christmas falls on a Wednesday, Roger said, yeah, we'll figure it out. Thursday's been fine. Friday's been fine. You know, we've done all these days. We've done Saturday. We've done Sunday. During the pandemic, we had to do a Wednesday here or there. It's no problem. Don't worry about it. NBA? Yeah, I know you thought you owned the holidays and everything, but... sorry about it. It belongs to us now, and that's the way it goes. I mean, holy cow. We're gonna go to Brazil this year. We are going to go to London. We're going to go to Germany. We've been in Mexico. We're going to plus the USA. I just, you know, it's the NFL world. It's an NFL world, and we just live in it. Let's hope that some of these new rules don't end up hurting the prize that is football. Because I know everyone is all around the entire experience of the NFL, but it all begins with what happens on that field. And so you start messing with too much of what happens on that field, pretty soon the entire experience isn't quite what it used to be, is it? And that's a fine line. I mean, Rodgers done a pretty good job over the years of growing the NFL, and if they need help, I'm here to assist. He can hit me up, email me, chewingthefatattheblaze.com, or DM me on X, at JeffyJFR. And I'm here to help, Raj. I'm here. And we'll make the NFL worldwide. Oh, it already is? I'll assist anyway. And then we have baseball under fire with under the microscope. NBA, even speaking of the NBA, who lost Christmas Day, my apologies to the NBA on behalf of the NFL. But Major League Baseball is having a little bit of a betting scandal. The NBA is having another little betting scandal going on. We'll see what happens to Major League Baseball. That's the biggest one with Shohei Ohtani. I mean, he's the biggest baseball star in the world, let alone, you know, Major League Baseball. And apparently you know, his longtime interpreter is the one who stole money and bet on games. If it comes out that Shohei had anything to do with it, holy cow, that's a whole new bag of worms. But I don't think so. This press conference yesterday that he held, because originally I thought, well, I mean, he's probably just trying to help his buddy out. His buddy said, hey, you know, I need some help. And Shohei said, $4.5 million? No problem. I just signed a $700 million deal. That's just for my baseball contract. That's not sponsorships. Here's $4.5 million. I spit on $4.5 million. Okay, here, I'll help you out. Which, you know, I'm sure, you know, he did. However, I don't know that that happened. I think that the interpreter actually did use his relationship with Ohtani to take the money, because he's the guy, right? He's the guy that is speaking for Shohei at the banks, at the contracts, at the games, all these people. I mean, he's living like a king too because of Shohei, and all these people are trusting him. So if he goes to them and says, hey, Shohei said, you know, you got to do this, then you're going to do it because you think it's actually Shohei speaking when it's not. And, you know, he misused that trust and continued to, you know, take money from him. I do kind of believe that's probably what happened. But we'll see when the investigation, you know, ends up. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I really do think that's what happened. There's another thing that could happen. Maybe Shohei could speak English! Learn English! Maybe you could do that! You're making $700 million a year! Learn to speak English. It's just a thought. That's just a thought from me. Maybe you do that. I did like that Pete Rose commented. Pete is, you know, out of the, not allowed in the Baseball Hall of Fame because of his gambling issues. And Pete commented that, you know, he wishes that he had an interpreter, that he'd be scot-free then. Now, I don't care what you think about Pete Rose. That there is funny.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.